Somehow, pot and pills and assorted academics aren't enough anymore. I'm tired of a four-hour high, or a 12-hour trip, or a book that changes my whole life for the better part of a week. I need something more. More than a pill or a pipe or a poem. I need the hard stuff.
So the Holy Grail, whenever there's a Grail quest, you read like medieval Grail quests, they always start with the Grail. There's like the Grail comes through a room on a platter and it's veiled, and they're like, oh, look at that. We should go find that. And then they all set out into the woods looking for something that they already have. And it seems like that's like the Indiana Jones story, where the treasure is the people, the family, you know, the important things in your life is the treasure. And when you go out tramping to find the treasure, you realize, oh, I had the treasure. And then you have to go back and say, oh, look at that. Yeah.
Trying to understand it, like I
believing there are things you cannot see or understand.
Yeah, I mean the self itself cannot be seen and understood. That's sort of the thing. And until one realizes that, you'll just keep looking, because it's schizophrenic. If the self is everything and you are the self and you're looking for yourself, then you're mad, right?
Yeah.
that's sort of the story of the Mad Hatter. It's like, you're crazy. If you're even trying to understand yourself, you're nuts, because you're already yourself. So it's like, what the hell is that about? So it's this constant like fun house that you'll just keep running, you know, until you stop trying to understand. But I mean, if you're on that thing, you're not going to see through it until you keep going. And I mean, that's part of what we're doing, is like just creating this fun house that you keep running around in until you sort of start realizing, oh, wow, okay.
That's kind of the hint of the incompleteness theorem, that you self-referencing systems, you know, that they give rise to this kind of paradox and reflection, and that Hofstadter book that I've got wrapped around my brain.
Yeah, or it's like, you know, trying to see your own head. Like, how can I ever see my own head? You know. Like, if I look in a mirror, I'm just looking at my reflection. So how do my own eyes ever see themselves? You know, and that's the exact same story of facets of God or facets of the universe trying to see themselves, trying to understand themselves, trying to make it conscious. It's like this thing that's already the thing trying to see itself. And that's like, and then you're just the serpent eating its own tail forever, yeah, and ever and ever, looking for yourself when you're already yourself. So that's...
Well, there's somebody speaking on that, though. We see ourselves through each other, right? I mean,
that's right. Yeah,
you can't see yourself through your own eyes, but I mean, I don't know about the rest of you guys as far as some type of end game for all this, but I really expect to find some sort of treasure at the end of the rainbow. You know,
oh,
I understand
that
the concept of things just kind of spiraling into oblivion, but I'm expecting to reach a point of definitely a change in my perspective where I'm able to see things differently.
Yeah,
just keep going.
Yeah, it's like the sinks. It's like the sinks. They used to really freak you out, and now when you see them, you're more controlled. You know, that's how I feel, anyways. It's, you know, I don't have to freak out about it and write a post about every little thing that sinks out in my life. It's now at a point where I'm used to it, and it feels like we're moving forward, right?
Word.
Yeah.
I was walking around yesterday, and I do this cage from time to time. I told the universe that I was ready. I wanted to see a 42, and so it showed me a 24, and I was like, okay, I want to see auras now. I want to see like those little balls floating above people's heads and stuff. And I was focused all day on it, but nothing happened. But I keep telling the universe I'm ready to see something already.
Yeah, I keep asking for money, and I keep losing more.
Well, yeah. Or the big fucking elephant.
Yeah, the big fucking elephant. I'll never forget that, man. That sent chills up my spine when I saw that elephant with the peacock. And that was freaking
nuts.
Yeah,
that's pretty specific.
Yeah. But see,
we had some elephants in Parnassus.
Yep.
Set up like the four columns, too.
Well, see, Jake does the same thing to me because I guarantee I'll see a cockatoo within the next couple of days.
I saw a movie called Welcome to Whoop Whoop. It's an Australian film, and it has like right at the beginning a cockatoo flying past the World Trade Center, and then about a week or two later I watched Love Happens with Jennifer Aniston and Aaron Eckhart, and then in that movie Martin Sheen as like a cockatoo sitting on his shoulder and is like his pet and stuff. And
that's the Fruit Loops character, right?
The Fruit Loops character.
That's a toucan.
That's a toucan.
I don't know. I'm really into Martin Sheen because he works for Blue Star in Wall Street. That's something that I find very interesting. You know, there's the Blue Star and what does that mean? And so I don't know, the guy who works at Blue Star has a cockatoo, and the cockatoo flies past the World Trade Center. So I don't know. Then immediately I'm interested in that, just because
he's all 9/11 too.
Yeah, he's all 9/11. Yeah.
Okay.
But then you would only have been interested in the cockatoo. You know, you only got interested in that because of the Blue Star. So that led to the cockatoo, and I'm sure you know, the cockatoo will lead you to the next thing.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's, you know, there is no end to the cycle, is there?
I don't know.
You're going to go Dark City on us and jump in front of the subway?
Do you want me to?
No.
I don't know.
The labyrinth.
The
labyrinth is the fun house that Jake was just talking about. Instead of a fun house, it's kind of
have fun in the fun house. Don't look for yourself in the fun house. Have fun there, you know. Like, don't go in there trying to find yourself. I mean, that's nuts. Go in there having fun. What do you do in a fun house? You have fun. Like, I mean, that's more of the point than trying
to. Are you there, Will?
Yeah, I'm here. I've got $5, a big five.
I think you said help heal me.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I was dead. That's when we all went dead for a minute. But you healed me already, so I'm cool. So, but what I was saying is that I got $5, a big Abraham Lincoln that says that if we all take ayahuasca together, that Jake levitates. I'm just saying.
It'll be like the Parnassus dude with the red.
Well, we could have him in the middle of the room, and then we could all be around him and like.
Stiff as a board, light as a feather. Stiff as a board, light as a feather.
Cosmic Christ compels you. You
know, okay, are you ready for my Abraham Lincoln sink? I'm reading a book called Occult America. Well, listening to it last night, delivering Chinese food, and so it's basically telling the history of occult in America And it's great because you get a lot of different people I've never heard of. But so Abraham Lincoln has a seance at the White House, you know, and it turns out his wife is really into spiritualism. So he's invaded me now, too. Thanks, Will.
Yeah, he's invaded
Holy crap.
All.
Jim just whispered something into my ear. Jim just reminded me, and I'd completely forgotten about this, but the person who carved the sculptures, like in the...
The facade, the main Manitoba facade of the Manitoba legislature also carved the...
Lincoln Memorial.
Lincoln Memorial. There's a relationship between them, actually.
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
I got Frank on it, actually. He's going to give us a report on the memorial.
I was
in Target the other day, and I was walking by. They usually have, like, $5 videos or $3 videos. And because it was right after we did the post with Abraham Lincoln and Nicolas Cage and Cage in a Cage, and there was The Knowing, and then there was The Book of Secrets right next to each other. And it's really weird because, you know, I mean, The Knowing is such a special movie. And then The Book of Secrets, which I haven't finished yet, but the cover has, you know, Nick Cage with the little illuminated torch that has the double helix wrapping around it. But right next to him, because it takes place at Mount Rushmore and it has all the president's head, but Abraham Lincoln is, like, intersecting with his thigh or whatever. So it's... I mean, I completely forgot about Mount Rushmore, but there's so many. Well, this brings up another fact, because right before all of this went down, you sent me an email, Jay, going, well, let's, you know, make a video about all the Abraham Lincoln stuff. And then, like, probably not even, you know, you went to South America, come back, and everything just freaking exploded. But I was thinking of how cool, you know, Skype is, because it is so easy to record your guys' voices. And we could actually take the recordings that if we talk about certain sinks, you know, we could all mention our little own personal ones that we've seen in movies and stuff, and then use the voices as the dub over for videos that we make. Like,
that's,
you know,
a very good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, Richard has talked to me before about 23 and how it goes with The Dark Knight and everything. And it sucked because I didn't have it recorded. But, I mean, like, Jake's with the Dolphins, and then go back and see if we all – I think we could all work faster together if the ones who can do editing take little chunks. So instead of, you know, taking 3 weeks to do 10 minutes, it could – you know, Jake could do 2 minutes and use his voice dub over. You know, I think Kev has editing ability. Kid has editing ability. Perhaps Garvey and James. So, I mean, like, we could make a 10-minute video in, like, under a week if we all work together. But then there's the difficulty of moving our film back and forth. We can use, like, SoulSeek or other file-sharing software.
Like Mega Upload, yeah. You know what's really easy is Google Beta.
Okay, yeah, I've heard about that, but I don't know how to use it.
It's easy. You just download Google Beta, and they let you upload huge files. We could all use my account. I could just give you my address, and we can all just put it up on one file.
What about the quality of Google? It's not usually that good.
No, it's just you're great. Saving it somewhere.
I made a 30-minute movie on Assassin's Creed. Did you see that thing? I just copied it right off my capture card on my Xbox and put it straight on the internet, and it's got HDMI quality.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think what...
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, that makes it like everybody could do a couple minutes versus 3 weeks. Well, we could probably produce a little bit more and more often and keep people interested and all that.
I also think, though, that the voice, being able to talk to everybody and having an easier flow, dialogue, we can find new things. Different things can arise. Right. We could also just, you know, I'm totally down to set aside some time every weekend to sit down and chat.
Well, that's what happens when I make videos, though, is it kind of changes when you make them. Like, you have an idea of what you want to make, and then once you start putting it together, it kind of takes on its own life. I don't know if anybody else experienced that with
just
videos.
Just like the revisiting idea. You know, you're going back and finding you can add more to a symbol.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think organization.
We could almost have a dictionary Organization.
Yeah, organization. Yeah. Organization is the key. Like having a certain topic, like over a week or whatever, say, okay, we need everything you guys got for 23. And then when we sit down and we talk, you know, each person can go through their little spiel, and then we could organize and outline it. I think I don't work with outlines or anything like that, but when you're dealing with this many people, I think it's like going to be a necessity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I could agree. Probably come up with an idea for something nice if I just looked through everything that everyone has and just kind of like broke that, down the general.
I was thinking like a sinkhole promo video, you know what I mean? Like why the sinkhole is what it is and everybody's explanation about why they're there, you know? Like I had this experience happen to me, you know, a 2-minute commercial about what happened to you.
Yeah.
Like a testimonials. Together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, see, Richard's already made a logo that says Merry Men Productions. So if we all use that, and I was also thinking that if we use YouTube accounts or other stuff, like if we put the same exact video on everybody's account and then just give it different tags, then we're going to spread out like an octopus. People will be finding us for all kinds of shit. So.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Yeah, I've noticed. I don't know if you guys noticed on your blogs, but I've noticed if you watch the statistics for how people get to your stuff. Like, I get tons of hits from people just searching for random images.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll just find their way to my blog.
I find your guys' blogs that way all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of scary when you are looking for stuff and you just keep finding your own blog, you know?
Yes.
like, who has written about this? I need to learn more about this and this and this subject. And it's like, your own blog pops up and you're like, oh shit.
I was thinking about celebrities looking at our shit, you know, like,
yes.
I was thinking about Brad Pitt watching the death video I made. And I was, you know, I'd like to see what he thinks.
It can happen. It could happen. It's going to happen.
It's had to have happened. You know these people. Oh, you know when
it happened? It happened in the Rihanna song when she said she's got like fan mail from 27 million and she wants to hear, you know, where are y'all bloggers at?
Yeah, she shouts out the bloggers in the song. So yeah. She knows we're talking about her.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody man.
Plus, you have to remember, like, that we are still living in this internet culture, and like celebrities who are sitting around, you know, waiting for makeup or whatever, all they're doing is, you know, checking the blogs and
they're Facebook more in love with themselves than any of their fans.
Right.
Indeed.
But they gotta think we're batshit.
I would love to know what Robin Tunney thinks of Jake's work.
Richard, I was just gonna fucking say that, man. I tried to like get in touch with her agency, and I was like, okay, there's this guy that we know named Jake Kotze. He's really into your work, and I think it'd be really cool if you emailed him or dropped a comment on his blog.
Great, now Jake's a stalker.
Hey, wait, she's actually on my Skype contacts list. Let me just.
get Robin in here.
Hello, Jake.
Hello.
How are you doing? I'm so cute. You're the best mom.
Oh, stop! Oh my God, we are batshit crazy.
No, but I think that's gonna. I think that might be another step coming up. Is where
celebrity
interviews and actually using, you know, getting some of them involved and having like
I have
a feedback loop, you know, and
just, director, and he has actually done some famous people interviews.
Yeah,
he was had.
It's gonna happen. Like
a bunch of bands I listen to.
What about Cork Observer? You guys know that Cork Observer guy? Do you guys think he's full of shit?
No, he's pretty in there, isn't he? He'd kind of be like a good connect for that.
Yeah, he's hardcore. That's a good idea, is reaching out to talk to other people, too. You know, like, it'd be fun to talk to Violator and Celtic Rebel and Chris Knowles and Aeolus and Wilner and, you know, all get everybody to say hi, too. You know, that's another...
Some of those, I don't think they would be into doing what we're doing, though. Like, I don't see Chris Knowles...
Yeah, some of them's...
I don't think so. No, I'm not sure Wilner. You know, has anybody ever invited Wilner to the hole?
No. No, I don't know what Wilner's up to right now.
I tried to see if he wanted to do it.
He's getting healthy. He got healthy, and now he's starting to make more work, I noticed.
Okay.
I tried to see if you wanted to do a podcast with you, Will, but I got no response. I only tried him once. But
yeah, he used to respond to me all the time, and now he just doesn't, so I don't even talk to him. I mean, I don't have anything against Will or not. I just think he's on, like, and, you know, all actuality, we talk about me being Will Scarlet and Morgan Freeman. I think I'm Morgan Freeman, and I think he's Will Scarlet. I think he's the dark brother of Jake.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be so funny. You guys could even do a parody about it. I'm sure he'd be into it. He'd wear the mask.
He probably would, yeah.
Dude, he had half his head removed in a foreign country, you know. Gotta give the guy like a couple months.
I think it's just, you know, it gets too surreal and too, I don't know, I think it's fear. People's fear reaction sends them away. It's just, it gets too strange and peculiar, and if you can't hold on, you and I respect that. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're ignorant or it's just like, maybe it's just going into a space you don't appreciate or, but my personal opinion is that it's fear holds people back from, you know, allowing to let go. And I think we just keep flowing and going further away from, you know, we're creating our own thing, which is becoming very distinct. And it's even fringe as far as the fringe of the fringe. So, but I think that's sort of what makes it unique is that it, and makes it real, is that it's so distinct, and it's actually moving away from all the, like, I don't know, even Red Ice Creations doesn't touch us anymore, you know? And that's to me an example. It's because it's so unique. It's in a way a threat even to that, because it's undermining the all the like preconceived ideas, even like of the esoteric community.
I got two questions. Most,
yeah.
Well, I was wondering if maybe, because I don't know. I used to talk to Henrik all the time, and then like I wondered if Tessarian was in on like a alien agenda or something like back in the day, and like and like Watts was getting all, when him and Watts were getting all heated and stuff.
Yeah.
And also, I was wondering,
it just became too freaking weird for them. They just don't see it anymore. They think we've gone crazy or something. That's what I think.
And Doug, what's up with you, man?
Doug?
Doug's here.
Doug's still here, right?
Sorry, I had to get peanut butter on the celery.
Hey, so you took a break from the blog roll, right? What's with that?
I blew myself up at New Year's. It's kind of one of those things I do.
You went into Nick's lounge?
Nick's lounge?
You didn't watch Imaginarium yet?
No.
Yeah, you can climb the steps or go into Nick's lounge and like Dr. Parnassus has to like fight for people's souls whenever you go into Nick's place, he always blow up. Nick, whenever you like take Nick's choice, it always explodes.
Hey guys, I'm really sorry. I gotta run and get some lunch. It was so great chatting with you all. Much love.
Yeah, you too,
man.
All right, bye, family.
You too,
Pat. Yeah, we gotta
do. Looking forward to next time, and
we gotta hit up that Crystal Mirror place, Kev.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they have the 27th or the 29th. They're going to be doing some stuff. I think it's the next full moon, so we should totally get out there.
For sure. I can borrow my friend's camera or, you know.
Yeah, my girl's got a really, really nice camera, too, so that'd be great. I'm going to be doing an interview, hopefully, with an astrologer soon about the astrology of 2010 to 2012, and I'm definitely planning on getting that onto the sinkhole sooner than later, hopefully. So I don't know if Jim's still there. Maybe Jim would want any of that footage for his stuff, but that should be cool. So I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Cool.
All right, guys. Be blessed. Much love.
You as well.
13th.
And then there was 6.
Speaking on that, man, we're looking for like ideas for this video project, you know, collaboration thing. I mean, our perspective on 2010 and 2012 and the idea of this new awakening, this wave, I think is something that people generally feel, even if they're not completely aware of it. You know, it's something that if we were going to put something out for people to understand, like
that's difficult. Yeah, that's like trying to get somebody to understand the Lost series.
But I do think we can play a role in like, I do think that's like, there's a lot of people searching for stuff right now, like, and as far as I'm concerned, I mean, obviously I'm part of it, some bias, but I feel like the stuff we're doing is the most genuine expression of this shift that out there. So if somehow we can get organized enough to help reveal it to more people.
I have a friend that is loving it right now. He just joined up both of our sites.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Well, the new Dan Brown book that came out last September, it's a big Mason Love Fest, but it is like the cutting edge of consciousness science. It's called Noetic Science. I mean, it's all about what we're doing, except he's able to somehow convey it to middle class America and they eat it up.
Yeah, one second.
He's playing on fear.
And it's interesting, I know like the it's like the person doing the actual real historical research, like Dan Brown is Frank Albo, and a lot of the ideas there would have only come from Frank's research. And I don't know if I was gonna go with that, but I think it's like, I don't know, it's all part of this this awakening to, like, we're gonna meet, I think, what we're like, you know, on the Frank Albo website, the only links he has are Sinkhole and, you know, our sites, because for him, who's studying at Cambridge, studying esoteric history, and I believe probably knows more than most people out there, he sees what we're doing as the real, you know, front lines of this kind of hermetic stuff.
Isn't it weird though? Isn't it like Dan Brown stuff and like that? Isn't that all like a doom and gloom kind of scenario?
No, I think he's a pretty good thing because he's able to convey the kind of stuff that we're talking about, but he's able to do it in a way that my mother would be able to consume it, I guess. Yes.
That's what's happening too.
Albo, so like, for housewives. Albo for housewives.
I mean, his books are bad. There's a formula always, and you know, it's like just plug in the bad guy and the good guy and
get Tom Hanks.
But that's pop, you know, that's a lot of it is bad storytelling.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But, and that's the very thing that I was discussing with a friend of mine with the movie Avatar. Like, the movie is just so pop, it's so formulaic, it's so hero.
Yeah, it's bad.
And there's there's gonna be four other movies out the same week that have the same story.
Yeah. That's badness, man. BAD.
That's the smiley face. That's all about the smiley face. I mean, the simpler you get, the more people will relate. So okay, so let's take another direction. Let's have a little bit of a vote here on a project that we can do together as far as video is concerned. I'm not pushing everybody, am I? Richard, you still with us?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to do. I don't know much about the video side of things, but artwork or anything like that.
I almost think that we could almost have a sister site where we just do artwork.
Yeah, collage stuff and things.
Yeah, where we have all our banners.
I've got a ton of art that I haven't scanned in yet, but I mean, I've got sketches and stuff. I'd also love to contribute some.
I wish there was like instead of, you know, this huge snake where we'd just be posting up a picture and picture and picture and have a snake of pictures. That kind of works, but it could also be like a tablet where you go through trees and stuff. I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah.
We could have it set up in folders.
Jake, do you still mess with Tumblr or no?
No, nothing. It's totally lost interest. It just wasn't working well enough. Like, it needs to improve. Like, you need comments. You'd add comments to it, and you click. I don't know. It's just funny. I didn't understand it fully, and it didn't seem smooth enough. Like, I think it's a good idea, but I don't think it's evolved well enough yet for it.
Yeah, it's not developed enough yet.
Yeah, it needs to. I mean, it's probably part of what we'll see in the future is just, you know, Blogger with more friendly for people to do the kind of work we're doing, where you can have like multiple posts on one screen, kind of thing. You know, next to each other instead of underneath this huge, you know, diary sort of layout, more like you click on things, you know.
Yeah.
We can all...
Well, you know what we actually need is we need to find a developer. We need to, I mean, there's the Synchromistic forum that, you know, they basically put together. Like,
need a website. We need a legit website that's tailor-made for Synchromisticism.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
But the thing is that we just, you know, we just fly down this black hole further than those people will get dragged in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If we keep doing what we're doing, we're creating this dense work that's just like attracting everybody who's like creative out there who has similar interests will end up just like we have found each other, will find us as well. I don't try and figure it out too much with my mind. I just keep feeling the flow. Whenever I feel the flow, I just go with it. And then that sort of just seems to generate more of this flowering.
Yeah, because you
know, that's always been a problem of mine too.
Forget it,
not to cut you off, man, but like speaking on the flow and building what we're building here as it's growing organically, like I need push, you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like for things to happen, I feel the flow and I want to go with whatever happens. But at the same time, like there comes a point when you need to, you know, push the flow or, you know, take an active role in what's happening.
Yeah, but that's isn't that what we're doing? That's what we're doing. Like this conversation, to me, it's more like than the individual words that we're saying. I think just symbolically, everybody coming together after this huge explosion at the sinkhole is to me just another fruit that is coming out of this work that we're doing. And it's to me far more the symbolic thing of us talking today than the actual words that we're saying is the fact that we're all connected right now. It's a new level, even if there's no immediate result from it. I think it's just like the energy of everybody being together and talking like this is very symbolically powerful. Subtle things happening now that we don't even understand at all, like, with our minds.
Like Jim saying, we've been waiting for thousands of years to do this.
Yeah, that's right.
That kind of hit home for me.
Yeah, there's not many like-minded people in my near geographic vicinity, Kev being pretty close, but we don't bump into each other on a regular basis, except for here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, this is history, man. I mean, it's also just another moment, like every other. I mean, it's gorgeous. You know?
All we ever have is this moment.
Yeah.
Talking about the artwork, I think it's pretty nice how, you know, a picture tells 1,000 words, and there's something that can kind of be like gained by condensing things and just boiling out the sediments and putting them on there, and when you put them all in an image and stuff, it kind of can tell a really powerful quick story. I've had a lot of fun playing with those kind of images to create like a story with pictures, but something maybe that could be fun and also to think about in the future is like using just those still cuts from images that we really like and having those in like videos, and they could just be like almost like moved around, you know, and like it can really kind of like be played with. We can do a lot of drawing in around the edges and stuff of it. But Anande was showing me some free like 3D making software and stuff. I'm pretty good at building Euclidean 3D. I can do some, it takes me a little while and I don't have the program anymore to make all my non-Euclidean shapes, but I can do like pretty good modeling, and maybe there'd be some other like tools we could play with. But I don't know, like if you guys ever need like any like thing like really super sharp and stuff, like I can, AutoCAD is really easy to figure out, you know, how many different kind of shapes you can make with 217 circles or whatever.
Yeah, like the main things that we keep repeating, the symbols that we keep going back to, you could kind of make a 3D model of those symbols, and it would be something that we'd probably use over and over again, you know?
Yeah. Like you could start, overlapping things and just seeing them blend.
Like graphic design.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we need good graphics for sure, but I feel like that's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, like a news broadcast almost, you know.
I was thinking of Mystery Theater 3000 when
that's a good idea for sure. Yeah.
I got that idea when I heard Violator's voice when he was doing calls with Celtic Rebel, Stygian Port and Celtic Rebel mixing up Alex and And I don't know Violator's name.
Well, that's what I was like.
When me and Jim go to the movie, we're like talking for the whole thing. we try and position ourselves as far away from other people in the theater, you know, and go at awkward time. You want to go, you know, so you can actually talk in the cinema, because it's like, look at that, look at that, look at that. You see that, and we're just like going back and forth. You'll highlight things, and I'll highlight things. We're talking through the whole movie, and it's
Chris. Chris Knowles,
you're like my cinema nightmare.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, I hear you, Richard. I don't go to the theater because of that, but we could do something like that where we have maybe some kind of live event where we all come in.
Yeah, totally. We're talking about it. Where we look at the theaters here. I'm sure it's the same there. You can hire out like a theater for a birthday party or something, and then they have like a special party room. And then everybody gets together and talks in the party room about the movie beforehand. You film it, you talk about it, and then then you go into the theater. We all watch it together, yap our heads off, laugh, and then after we gather again, have some treats, and then you go just
worship. Yeah, go to buy a DVD. When you go to buy a DVD one day in the future, you'll be able to choose the option of a synchronistic commentary. But
yeah, totally. No, I mean that
we could do it online too, though.
If we get together if we can get together in Winnipeg, you know, we can do that too. We can totally go to a theater and hire out a venue and watch whatever is the newest movie, and then think about it.
That sounds like church to me, man.
It is.
It is.
Went with Jim yesterday to Legion. It was a total healing. Like I was like, I believe. Totally in awe. I was like, wow, I couldn't believe it, because everything we were talking about before was mirrored exactly in the movie. Everything that we were talking about on the blog, connections between, you know, all the other movies opening. Like he was talking, Paul Bettany was talking about creation in this movie, and the other movie that he's in also opening this weekend is Creation. And Paul Bettany is an angel talking about creation in Legion.
Right? Clap your hands if you believe in Mothman. Clap your hands if you believe in Mothman.
So, I mean, it's great. And if more of us get together, I just imagine...
Johnny Five killed a little bug. Did he have to clap his hands?
Reassemble, Stephanie. Huh? The grasshopper.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just watched...
Oh, it wasn't Stephanie that died. It was the grasshopper from that quote.
Yeah, he tells her to reassemble. That's when he figures out that if Nova comes for him, that he's going to be disassembled or he's going to die, which is the same thing what Hal does. Hal in 2001 figures out that they're going to unplug him. But I also watched Short Circuit 1, Short Circuit 2. I watched Daryl. Do you guys remember Daryl? D-E-A or D-A-R-Y-L about the robot boy. And then I watched Bicentennial Man all back to back. And it was unbelievable. Like even some of them even share the same actors. It was...
The one from Sam Rockwell's Moon was a little mechanistic at first, but came on to his side.
See, I want to see that one too, because he's got a smiley face, doesn't he? Because in Short Circuit 2, on the back of his thing, he's got rainbows on both sides of his shoulders, and he's got a smiley face on his toolbox. So, I mean, that's basically... When you see the smiley face, you associate whatever the smiley face is on with yourself. So that's why it's used. Everybody can understand two eyes and a mouth. They think it's them. That's what our internal self sees. It's like, you know what I'm talking about, Tor or Torre.
We're all the Joker.
Yeah,
the Watchmen character that wore the smiley face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's us.
I was just writing about that concept. I mean, bringing everything back to Avatar, but the idea of seeing yourself in the story, you know, the importance of that and the symbolism.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing as this.
I always liked Rorschach so much more.
We lost Jake and Jim.
Oh, yeah. I'm adding them.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was totally into Rorschach. I mean, the Joker was definitely number one or two, but Rorschach was awesome as well.
Rorschach and the Joker, they're all the same anarchistic characters. I mean, the dark hero, the anti-hero, this pattern of this sort of tragic figure, you know, who rejects what's happening, the lone wolf. You know, that Rorschach just embodies Batman.
Yeah, but it was also that double play, just like the disintegration from the bolt of lightning of Jupiter the disintegrating of consciousness.
Well, see, the thing is the comedian is the smiley face, so he's all of us. Rorschach is a blot test, which means you see whatever you want to see. So you project onto Rorschach. You internalize with the comedian, but you project onto Rorschach. If that makes sense.
I'm running off, guys. I'm going to go hunt down something to eat.
Yeah, I think I should do the
same.
Yeah,
I brought all my food. I still have potatoes in front of me.
So who was the one getting ice? Were you ever going to figure that one out?
No, I don't know.
Oh, that was me. I have a penguin here.
You guys be great. It's awesome talking to you. And I'll catch you guys on the
side. Sinkhole.
Yeah,
sure, sure, man.
Good day,
next
sir.
Time.
See you later.
Peace.
Yep.
Very well.
You will, man.
Hey, you feeling healthy?
Yeah.
That's good news, man.
Yeah, did the
juice and tea do good?
It did. It did. Yeah, no, I'm healing fast. Yeah, no, I'm great.
Awesome. Yeah, juice. Everybody was sick in my neighborhood for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, it's just, yeah, no, I'm healing. It's all good.
Jim, are you still with us?
Man. Take care.
Jim.
The waters of Aquarius again, or what? Sounded like that the guy with the fucking garden hose.
All right. Well, I'm feeling the Wi-Fi too, and I need to get something to eat. I don't mean to bail out. I'll probably be back and see if you guys are still going, but I need to go like socialize with my family and stuff.
Morpheus had a garden hose in the movie Armored. And he was pouring it all over his shoe without any look of concern on his face, and I was thoroughly perplexed as to why he didn't care that his shoes were getting wet.
How about an intermission, guys? I'm seriously needing some food also, especially this talk of it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'll be around.
How late is it in England right now, Richard?
It's 7:45.
But it's not England, it's Scotland, right?
Scotland, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll keep the call going if anyone wants to stick around, anyone wants to drop out, come back. You can.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Away or whatever.
Well, I got.
I'm kind of wasting away here, so.
Oh, cool, man.
I'm wasting away. I need to go eat some food.
John, that would take a while.
I'm good. I got to go to the grocery store, but I'm gonna try and not go there hungry. So I'm gonna have something before we go.
Always a bad idea. You'll spend like $500 for sure.
Or baked, going baked and munching out is not good as well.
Yep.
But anyways, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
So what do you put the call on hold or hang up? How does that work?
Hey Richard, are you going too?
Yeah, I'm gonna take off. I've not had any tea yet.
Okay, you want to go put some tea on and come back?
I've got a nice tikka masala awaiting me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some food. If you're still on chatting, I'll come back in.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Okay.
I think I'm probably done for the day. But if somebody invites me back to the sinkhole, I won't blow myself up again. I
you
do
promise?
You believe that? No, I don't promise anything.
We're charging up that day, like 9/11, except with 9/11 we didn't see it from that side. We saw it from the we only saw it from the opposite side. We only saw it after, right?
Someone retired on a percentage of the tithe that paved these roads. They lead to nowhere, but they're still
so
only saw 9/11 after it happened, but like, so strong, we're seeing it before it happens, right? Yeah, 9/11 kind of woke us up to that kind of function of a moment in time being so powerful that you can see it from both sides. Because we've seen how it's in movies before, and then we realize, oh, okay, that kind of thing actually happens. So it wakes you up to this non-local time and consciousness thing. And then that's happening now with 2012. This is this mega charged up date that's impending, you know?